Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Our faith. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints.
Help us, oh Lord. We need you, Jesus. Teach us how to trust you. Teach us how to take you at your word. Oh, my God, look upon us, Lord. We need you today. We need your help, Lord. Look on us, oh Lord, as we attempt to do thy will and speak your word. We pray that you shower us with your blessing. Send your anointing. Take control of this broadcast. Send your word and let it reach some soul, some soul that is bound, some soul that is sick and afflicted. We pray that you touch, Lord. Look on every listener. We pray that you touch and strengthen them. Save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Let the sins of men be forgiven. We pray that you look upon us, O Lord. We want to be right in your sight. If there's anything that's not like you, we're asking that you take it away, that you draw us closer to you, that we might have a closer walk with you. Take out everything, Lord, that is contrary to your will. Bless us today. Cause your face to shine upon us. Make us what you would have us to be. In the name of Jesus, come to bless this ministry. Look on Evangelist Amin. Send your anointing. Help her to do your will. Bless and make a way for her. Open up a door, oh Lord. We know thou art a way maker. We know you can do everything. Our trust is in you today. Have your way. And your will be done. Look upon every soul that is listed on all of the prayer lists. We pray that you touch, Lord. Save, heal, and forgive. In the name of Jesus, grant the petitions that have been sent up before you. And we thank you, oh Lord. We thank you for this prayer. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you in advance. And we give glory and honor to thy name. We send our praises to your name, for thou art so worthy. Help us to exalt you in the highest. Help us to go forth in you. Shoot forth praises in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, O Lord. Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming to Evangelist Maybelle. And good evening and God, well, good afternoon and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida. At this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from Isaiah 25:1. That's Isaiah, the 25th chapter and the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth, for thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place. Even with the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the faith of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. Thank God for one of his words. Isaiah, the 25th chapter, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. And if anyone would like to listen to any of the previous broadcasts, you can log on to the broadcast website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, our P.O. Box is 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And I encourage you to call that number. And if you'd like to speak with us during the broadcast, if you're feeling bold, if you're clergy, you'd like to have remarks after the word, you have a testimony you want to share, a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you would like to encourage God's people with, you can definitely give us a call and be right on the show with us at 978-990-270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast. And you can dial in at 701-802-5175. And that access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street. It's in Woodbury, New Jersey. And there's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. Also at Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. And that access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor, and that phone number is 720-740-9840, and that access code is 182-7631. And Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. The third district meeting of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is scheduled to be held next weekend, July 29th through the 31st, and it's going to be a hybrid meeting. And what I mean by that is the services in the morning at 10 o'clock a.m. will be held in person at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. And the evening services will be held at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The dial-in number is 508-924-2348, and that is for the Northern District. And I believe the Southern District may have a different format, but I don't have that information at this time. But we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list, we have Mother Mary Brown. We want to continue to stay in prayer for her as well as the DeBose family. We want to continue to pray for Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breed Spriggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her husband, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, the Breed Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White and the Breed White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the Breed Horsey family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the Breed Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Breed Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elder Barry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, and all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones, and those who are requesting prayer, and those whose names I did not call, but may still, they're also still on the prayer list, names that we've just like I said, didn't call, but your names are still on the prayer list. So we want to continue and pray one for another. And I just want to sing a portion of this song.
Love you, Lord, and I'll lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, oh Lord. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, O Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol thee, oh Lord. We extol thee, we extol thee, oh Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast in the hands of Evangelist Maybell, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. Amen. God bless you in His name.
Praise the Lord. We extol thee, oh Lord. The Lord is worthy to be exalted and to be praised for the mighty works that he has done for his people. And I believe Isaiah was speaking, and he said, oh, Lord, thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. And the reason he wanted to exalt God was because the Lord had done wonderful things for them. Glory to God. And I tell you, that's the reason that the people of God exalt the Lord and praise him and give glory and honor to his name, because the Lord has done wonderful works for us. He has saved us. He brought us out of sin. Oh, the Lord has changed our minds and given us a mind to want to live for him. So these are wonderful works that God has done for his people. So let us continue to exalt the Lord and extol him in every kind of way that we can. And give God the glory, because he is worthy of it. He said in his word, my glory will I not give to another. So let's learn to give God the glory all the time. It's not about us, but it's about Jesus and the Father, how that Jesus gave his life for wretches and sinners like you and I. So we are to always give his name praise. And I thank God for the scriptures and for the beautiful selection. Now we're going to hear the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And as she comes, let's pray for her and keep our minds on the Lord. And let us pray that the word of God will have free course. Pastor Hameen, God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. Thank God for that introduction. We just thank the Lord for this portion of the broadcast. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we call upon your name. Oh, Lord, we ask God that you will feed our souls, for we are waiting to hear from you, oh, God. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. Oh, Lord God, minister unto us, because you know exactly what we need, Lord, both spiritually and naturally. We believe you, oh God, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just give honor to God and I give honor to whom honor is due. I just thank the Lord for this great opportunity. And at this time, without further ado, let us go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, and the scriptures I have today are taken from from 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verses 8 through 23, and St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 18 through 20, and I may add a few other verses if it be the Lord's will. But at this time, if you will pray with me for the next ensuing minutes, let us go to 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verse 8 reads, "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved him there, not once nor twice. For the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not shew me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the word that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone out, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were gone into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provisions for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away. And they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And on this afternoon, the title of the message is God is Always With Us. And the theme is, don't worry, we are never alone. Praise God. I thank God for the reading of this word. Just reading through the scriptures is so enlightening. And, you know, God, he opens our understanding to many things when we study the word of God. And as I reflect on these verses of scripture and how the king of Syria warred with Israel, they warred against Israel, the people of God. And he was taking counseling, making plans, setting up, plotting to overthrow them. But God was warning his people about what the enemy was trying to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so the king of Syria didn't understand what was going on, but thought that one of his own was betraying him. And so he called his servants and wanted to know which one was warning Israel, because every time they went to battle or went to besiege them, they did not pass that way. So he knew that they had to be warned, and he could not figure out what was going on. But one thing that we can understand is that when God is with us, hallelujah, he is going to protect us from falling into the traps that the enemy sets up. Praise the Lord. And so one of the servants of the Syrian king revealed to him about Elisha, the prophet that God had set in the midst of Israel, the one that God chose to be there in their midst, to be a blessing to them. And I think about how sometimes some people don't know how to take prophecy. They don't understand prophecy, and sometimes they even don't want prophecy in the midst. Praise the Lord, especially when God starts revealing the things that are going on in their lives and in their hearts that are not right, and things they don't quite agree with, then they want to get rid of the prophet. And this is what many of the children of Israel did. They killed the prophet. They hated the prophet. They treated them all kinds of ways, but at the same time, they were missing out on their blessing. Hallelujah. They were missing out on the grace of God, and knowing that as long as God had the prophet in the midst, God was always with them. They did not have to worry because they were not alone. God and his heavenly host surrounds his people. So when we have something to do, we learn to just go in the strength of the Lord, and we don't have to fear because God is always with us. Hallelujah. So first thing Elisha told his young servant was, fear not. And the ones that be with us are more than the ones that are with them. Because all that servant could see was this great Syrian host with horses and chariots. And he became afraid. And he went to Elisha saying, how shall we do? He was so worried. Like, oh, it's just too many of them there. It's too many enemies against us. What are we going to do about it? But we don't have to fear. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He went on and prayed for the young man, saying to the Lord to open his eyes that he may see. And so God honored the prayer of prophet Elisha. And he opened the young man's eyes, and he saw. What he saw, hallelujah, was the multitude of God's presence. He saw all over the mountains. They were full of horses and chariots of fire that were surrounding Elisha, the prophet of God, there in the midst of Israel. And God honored the prayers of the prophet. The prophet Elijah began to pray for those enemies that came to smite the people of God. God brought blindness on them at the request of prophet Elisha. And so God smote them with blindness, and Elisha led them to Samaria. And in that place, they were vulnerable. They were defenseless. They had no one backing them up. They did not have God with them. And this is what God will do with our enemies. When we face adversity, when the enemy has risen up against us, all we have to do is just trust in the Lord and know that God is with us. The host of God surrounds us. The protection of the Lord is all around us, which makes me think on the scripture in Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. We just have to do what's right, walk upright before him, speak the truth in our heart, obey the commandment of the Lord, do the will of God. Hallelujah. He promised that he would not leave us, neither forsake us, but that he would be with us always. Hallelujah. In St. Matthew, he said that he would be with us always. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, promise that the Lord has made to us. Praise be to God. And I believe that Jesus, he began to teach his disciples concerning his will and the purpose that he had come into the world. He taught them for 3 years during his ministry, and they learned from him. But after his passion, after the Lord had died on the cross and he was in that sepulcher, on that third day, when they went there to see Jesus, he had already risen, and he told them to let his disciples know that he had been risen and to meet him in Galilee. And they went to tell the disciples where to meet Jesus. Now, when some of them saw Jesus, they fell down at his feet and worshiped, but some doubted. Nevertheless, Jesus began to speak to them in St. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus instructed his disciples to go teach all nations and to baptize them. So there's a work that we have to do, and we are to go in the name of the Lord and trust the Lord. Know that even though we may not be able to see the presence of God, hallelujah, like this young servant was not able to see that God was present. Sometimes we need someone else to intercede in prayer on our behalf. Just like Jesus prayed for Peter because Satan desired to have him that he may sift him as wheat. But Jesus let Peter know that he had already prayed for him, that his faith yes. fail not. Glory be to God, because Jesus gave him a promise, letting him know that he would be with him always. Hallelujah, even unto the end of the world. Glory be to God. So we don't have to worry. We are never alone. It may feel like nobody is there, nobody is on our side. It may seem like God is nowhere around, but God is always present. He's always with us, and he'll never leave us. Glory, hallelujah. So go on and do what God has commanded you to do. Go where he sends you. Speak those things he commands you to speak. Do all that the Lord has commanded. My mind goes to our late general overseer, Apostle Samuel W. Hope, and how he used to preach and teach the word of God. And he had no fear because he knew that God was always with him. He knew that God was going to back him up. Hallelujah. All he had to do was just obey the voice of the Lord. And he taught us to do the same thing. Hallelujah. I can't forget sitting under the teachings of the man of God and how he used to bring out the scriptures, and God would reveal so many things through the word of God. And these days, the enemy is trying to discourage us and to stop us from doing God's will. He's trying to put fear in us. Glory to God, but we don't have to fear. No weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. God let us know this. And also in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 6, says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So we don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Praise be to God, because God is not going to leave us. He's not going to turn his back on us. He's not going to forsake us. Hallelujah. And if you have made a start, if you have started seeking the Lord, desiring to be saved, don't turn back, but keep on going forward. Don't fear. God will be with you. God will not forsake you. You can depend on the Lord. He will always show up for you, and he will deliver you. Hallelujah. The Lord will fix it just for you. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right. And I encourage you to take this word in. And those of you who know that you have a ministry, that God has given you a work to do,
go everywhere teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The word that Jesus gave to his disciples to pass on down generation after generation, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The Lord commanded his disciples to teach all nations. Go and let them know what thus saith the Lord. Be not afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord gave us, he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Oh, praise be to God. God has given us this precious word to go forth as never before. Praise the Lord. Maybe the enemy has been working on you and fighting against you, just doing everything and all kinds of things. But don't worry and don't fear. God is always with us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I thank God once again for the word of God. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Maybe you have a special prayer request today that you want God to do for you, something you want God to do for you. Maybe you have a petition that you have been bringing before God for quite some time now, and it seems like you're just not going to get that answer. I want you to know that God can hear you. If he could hear a Syrian king plotting against his people in his bedchamber, God can hear you. Hallelujah. There's nothing hid from God. He knows the desires of our heart. He knows what we need. Hallelujah. And we can go to him and inquire of him, and he will answer. Oh, praise God. So don't lose hope. Don't give up. No doubt that young servant, when he saw all the horses and chariots, no doubt was just losing hope. And that's why he went to Elijah and said, how shall we do? So what are we going to do with all this against us? Praise the Lord. We don't have to take vengeance. We don't have to try to get them back. Like the king of Israel, shall I slay them? Shall I slay them? No. Don't smite them. Just feed them and send them on home. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. So God had mercy even on the enemy of Israel. He had mercy on them. He allowed them to live and to return home unharmed. Because the number that was with Elisha greatly outnumbered those Syrians that were out there. And God could have easily killed every last one of them, but he had mercy on them instead. So God is a merciful God, and he showed love and kindness to them, sitting them down and feeding them and then sending them home. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. So don't worry if the enemy seemed to bark loud and put up all kinds of threats. God knows how to take the bark out of there. He knows how to humble them down. He knows how to quell the enemy. Praise the Lord. So don't worry. God is always with us. So at this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name, Lord. We come to you as humble as we know how. Lord, we know that you are God who hears everything and sees everything. Lord, you know us because you made us, you created us, Lord, and you know our name. You know our situation. Lord, we bring all of our problems to you right now. We bring our burdens. Oh, my God, we come to you for strength, for power, for understanding, for help. Oh, my God, we ask that you would look down on us with compassion. Lord, let sins be forgiven and blot out transgressions. Lay your hand upon us, Lord, and touch our bodies, touch our minds and our souls. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Cover us, oh, Lord, under your blood and keep us in your protection. Lord, hold us by the hand and walk by our side both day and night. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way you'll have us to go. And Lord, we come to you on behalf of those names that were called out on the prayer list and the names that were not called. But Lord, you know their name and you can see their request written by the name. And we're asking you today, Lord God, to stop by for just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation. We pray, God, that you will consider each and every prayer request, every heart's desire. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Lord, please look on the souls who are crying out and desiring to be saved. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy on them right now. Oh, my God, take away all of their sins. Be merciful unto them, Lord God, and purge them on the inside. Clean them up, Lord, on the outside. Sanctify them, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're down here waiting on you, and we can't do nothing until you come. Lord, we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. But you know our hearts, oh God, and we ask you to search us right now while we're praying this prayer. Anything that you're not pleased with, be merciful, oh God, and forgive us and take it away from us, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We need you right now, oh Lord. Lift heavy burdens, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, go to the hospitals and in the sick rooms, Lord. Walk up and down the corridors. Go from room to room, Lord, and heal the sick today. Raise them up, Lord God, and give them a testimony. Use them for your service. Let the glory of God be revealed. And let your powers be made manifest. Lord, restore the health in their bodies, in their minds, in their, Lord, wherever the health is lacking. Please, my God, replenish and restore their health in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We're praying, God, for our leaders today, that you will bless them in a special way, my God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Teach them, Lord, how to lead your people. Oh, God, and bless the congregation, even the body of Christ as a whole. Bring us together, Lord Jesus, and unite our hearts as one, and help us, Lord, to love one another, to uphold one another in prayer, to support one another, to encourage one another. Oh, blessed Savior, build the house of God. Add to the church such as to be saved. Lord God, be merciful, Lord, and look on the youth today. We pray a special prayer for the young people, for the young children, Lord, even the infants. Oh, my God, they are the future church. We are praying, Lord, that you'll preserve them. Don't let the enemy destroy their lives or their minds, oh God, but preserve their minds and their lives and set them apart. Lord, raise them up as a nation that will obey and carry on this work, oh blessed Savior, and the ministry of reconciliation We believe it right now, God, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace. Thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. We thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit, God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for all things. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The broadcast is in the hands of the host.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that powerful word of God coming through Evangelist Amina for the prayer. God is always with us. Don't worry. We are never alone. And I love this passage of scripture that she read in 2 Kings. Gehazi, or the young man who was with Elijah, couldn't see God all around. And that's how some people are. They're blind. And sometimes we're blind, too. You know, we don't see those angels encamped about us. All we see is the problem that's surrounding us and the weapons that are formed against us. But like the title said, God is always with us, and he's much more than the things that are against us. And it reminds me of these song lyric I heard. It said, it might look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, by God. So our problems might be surrounding us, but God is surrounding us and our problems. So we don't have to worry. God is always with us, and we are never alone. I enjoy the word of God. I'm going to go ahead and give Evangelist Maybelle. You can go ahead and have remarks. Any other clergy on the line or on the broadcast, you may do so at this time as well.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist. I mean, I tell you, the Lord is always with his people. Glory to God. I believe the scripture was saying, with you is an arm of flesh. You got all these army men, and it's nothing but a bunch of flesh. But we have the Spirit of God, and the Bible said that the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against that devil. I just thank God for his word, because his word is powerful. God is always with us, the people of God. When it seems like he's not there, or it seems like nothing is going to be done, he's right there. He's still there to deliver. So I just thank God for the word of God. I'm going to encourage Ben Samin, continue preaching the word of God, and let that word reach some soul. I tell you, God is blessing. You may not be able to see it, but he's blessing. Now, you may not see everything with the natural eye, but with the spiritual eye, the Lord truly is blessing, and he's doing wonders in our lives. So we thank the Lord for all things. Continue, those of you that can get a word of prayer through, continue to pray for me, and I'm yet praying for you, Evangelist. I mean, God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Maybelle. No other clergy on the line at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for those remarks and encouraging words. Amen. And we just thank the Lord for the broadcast today and how the Lord has blessed us. We pray that you have gained something from the word of God. And again, we do encourage any clergy who desire to have remarks or would like to say some encouraging words to anyone to chime in. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in this ministry together, and we are here to work together and to pray with one another and help one another and you know, whatever our hands find to do. Praise God. So we just thank the Lord for all things, and at this time, it's there is nothing else. This does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon, and we do look forward to you tuning in with us on the broadcast next Friday, July 29th, I believe, at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. We will be streaming live our district meeting, so we certainly welcome you to tune in to the district meeting, so that if you happen to be in the area, we invite you to to join us during those morning services, although at night we will be having a teleconference, and we invite you to call in so that you can also be in our service and enjoy the Lord with us. And I'd like for Evangelist Khadija to give out the conference, teleconference service line for the Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night district meeting services, and also give out our guest call-in line as well. Again, if you would, please.
Yeah. So that teleconference phone number is 508-924-2348. You can call that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. this upcoming Friday, the 29th through the 31st. And our guest call-in line is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408.
Amen. Thank you for that. Benz May, do you have anything else to add before we close out?
Yes, Lord willing, we expect to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight at 7 p.m. And if you would like to tune in or chime in, you can dial 701-802-5175. And the access code is 5847-681, PAL. We'd be glad to have you, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So you can get the word of God, you can get the truth, you can get prayer, you can get blessed. So feel free to tune in on tonight to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We want you to know that we love you and are praying for you continually, and we thank you for your prayers and for your support. Bless you and good night.